And now, with a very attractive question, here's Hannah Critchlow.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
Here we apply some Naked Science force to this week's question.
Hi, my name is Mark Andrew and I'm a photographer in Sheffield. My question is it possible to create a magnet so powerful that it crushes the object it attracts? For example, can you make a fridge magnet that would cause a fridge to collapse?
So, can we make a magnet so strong that it squashes, rather than sticks to, your white goods? We asked Joe Brown, who works at Oxford Instruments. Here he designs superconducting magnets that are used in the research labs and clinic, and he wrote in to let us know.
Some of the work I do involves calculating the forces of attraction between the magnet and any magnetic materials in the environment. This means that the question, can we make a magnet so strong that it will crush the object it attracts, is of particular interest to me. Magnetic materials in the general sense are those known as ferromagnets, the most common example of which is iron found in the steel that makes up many objects in our everyday lives. When positioning our superconducting magnets in laboratories, which often contain large quantities of steel in the building framework, laboratory furniture, and experimental equipment, we have to perform calculation of forces between the magnet and this local environment. These calculations show that for any magnet which we can conceive of today, the simple answer to the question is no. The magnetic forces are insufficient to crush any object it attracts. This is not to say that the forces involved are small, and it is quite possible to have situations where a loose metal object, such as a steel waste bin, can be accidentally attracted and firmly stuck to the outside of a magnet system. In such circumstances, the bin will come off worse in the encounter, ending up severely bent. To help prevent such accidents, large magnets, such as those used in MRI scanners, are magnetically shielded, using special configurations of the windings making up the magnet, reducing the magnetic field around it. Special consideration is also made to the position and surroundings of the magnet, and you will not find objects like steel waste bins within an MRI suite.
So it appears you might be able to make a magnet strong enough to get your white goods flying across a room and denting on impact, but it is unlikely that you'd be able to produce enough magnetic force to completely crush your fridge. And moving on to our next question.
Dear Naked Scientist, my name is Edward Draper. All along the major roads of the UK, you can see little white flowers appearing. And if you stop and look, you can see that it's a form of scurvy grass. Now, this is a beech plant, and it's found a successful niche of the first few inches from the roads. Given how widespread this flower is, how did it get there?
So how do species infiltrate the verges of our UK road systems, and do motorways create a microclimate? Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientists.com, tweet at nakedscientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
That was Hannah Critchlow.
And that's all we have time for this week, barring this one last question from Berrigan Betts in Second Life. He wants to know if you can extract haemoglobin from blood like Magneto does in the X-Men. Sadly, not, because it's not actually the ferromagnetic version of iron. Next week, we're attending the Chelsea Flower Show to find out how fungi help plants grow to their full potential, and we'll explore the role of microorganisms in keeping the world well-fed. Thanks very much to our production team of Mira Senthilingam, Tom Simpkins and Louise Anthony, and the email address for any questions Chris@thenakedscientists.com. Thanks for listening.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.